It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. After weeks of speculation, the 65-team NCAA men's basketball tournament brackets were unveiled last night. North Carolina, Memphis, UCLA, and Kansas all get number one seeds in the four regions. So they're the favorites officially to reach the Final Four on April 5th in San Antonio. Defending champion Florida and last year's runner-up Ohio State aren't there. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Help me out here. I got a little vertigo because I've brought up the brackets on the computer here, but it's sideways on the display that I've got. I've got a sore neck from looking at this. So let's talk about the number one seeds. Any surprises?
No, not really, because the other candidates to be number ones, Texas and lost to Kansas head-to-head, so Kansas got that number one spot. Tennessee, Duke, Georgetown all lost in their conference tournaments, so it was really very easy for the committee to pick the number one seeds. My cat actually could have picked them by last night.
If your cat can look sideways on this bracket that I can't get straightened up.
She can do almost anything that way.
Nevertheless, your cat could not get a defending champion in this field.
No. Florida, you know, this is what college basketball has become. Florida lost four underclassmen, kids who should have returned in the old days, would have come back as seniors last year to the NBA draft. Ohio State, the runner-up, lost two freshmen, their two best players, to the NBA draft. This is how college basketball has changed. We don't have dynasties anymore like UCLA, where the great Lou Alcindor, later Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, came back 3 years in a row, and they won, of course, seven national championships ultimately in a row.
You get the talented player, you get 1 year, maybe 2 years, and they're gone.
If you get two, it's a lot. One is generally what you get these days. You're right.
Well, now, of course, there is the tradition of surprises and upsets in the NCAA tournament. Are there any teams down in the standings that you would look for?
Well, there are several that I always look for, those double-digit seeds, like a St. Mary's in California playing an ACC team, Miami, in the first round. I think that game has great potential for an upset. I also think that you got to look at Georgia, who had an unbelievable weekend. They're a 14th seed. They'd won four games in the Southeast Conference regular season, Steve. They won four games in 3 days because of the tornadoes in Atlanta. They had to play twice on Saturday, and they play a third seed Xavier in the first round. You got to watch that game just because of what Georgia did over the weekend.
Wait a minute. They did well in their conference tournament, you're saying, after hardly winning any games in their conference all season?
They won their conference tournament, the Southeastern Conference tournament. They were 4-12 in the regular season and then won four games in 3 days, including a doubleheader on Saturday due to the tornado Friday night.
So you have to take them seriously, then.
Well, you certainly have to keep an eye on them because they're an extraordinary story. Their coach, Dennis Felton, who went to college here in Washington at Howard, was on the verge of getting fired. Now he'll probably get a 5-year contract, and he deserves it.
What are some of the other great stories among these 65 teams?
Well, you've got teams getting into the tournament for the first time ever. Teams like American University from here in Washington. Teams like UMBC, a commuter school up in Baltimore, playing in the tournament for the first time. Those are always fun stories to watch. Mount St. Mary's, which was a great Division II power for years, gets back in the tournament for the first time in 9 years. Unfortunately, they have to play that silly play-in game in Dayton against Coppin State. Coppin State, Steve, was 4-19 at one point this season, won 15 of their last 16 games, and they're playing in the tournament. Also a great story.
Wow. Is there anybody who's at home who feels that they really deserved a shot at this tournament?
Well, Virginia Tech coach Seth Greenberg said on Saturday, after his team lost by 2 points to North Carolina, that the committee would have to be certifiably insane to leave his team out. I'm not sure I would go that far, but they got left out probably because of Georgia. My guess is Georgia winning the SEC tournament knocked Virginia Tech out. They didn't get in. I also think Virginia Commonwealth, the team that beat Duke last year, they were 24-7 and got left out of the field. I think politics got involved on that one, unfortunately.
I'm sure that makes the committee happy with you when you say they'd have to be insane not to do what you say.
That was Seth Greenberg. I just think they were wrong. They're not insane.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Comments from John Feinstein, author of Last Dance, Inside College Basketball's Final Four. That's timely.